The Power FM Brekkie Show.
We are gearing up for Jules and Chris's practice run. This is after I helped out a friend a couple of weekends ago. She was really nervous about going for a job interview. She's been out of the workforce for a while.
Yeah.
I said, I'll help you out with a few questions. She's ran through them, breezed through them, had the job interview, and she breezed through that too.
And she feels like the practice run job interview helped her.
Yeah.
So what we've done is we've opened it up. We are going to provide a practice run service to the people of Ballarat. It could be a practice speech, job interview, proposal. Jeez, I'd love to do a proposal, Jules.
That'd be good.
Register your details at powerfmballarat.com.au if you want to do a practice run with us. Catherine has registered her details. She joins us. How you doing, Catherine?
I'm well, thank you.
Now, Catherine, you work in retail at the moment.
I do.
You're looking to get out.
Yes.
But you want to go for another retail position in an area that is more appealing to you.
Yes, I'm really interested in cosmetics at the moment. It's really sparked an interest in the past couple of years.
Yep.
So hopefully I can get something down that line.
So are you usually good at job interviews? When was your last one?
I've actually had a fair bit of luck with jobs. I've been in jobs for relatively 4 years at the most.
Yep.
So luck with interviews, yes, but not many. So
okay.
So are you feeling a bit nervous going into this
one?
Yeah,
okay. I'm terrified.
So you're a little bit out of practice.
Yep.
Okay, that's all right. That's what we're here for. We're here for the practice run.
Yes.
So have you ever had something excruciatingly awkward going on in a job interview?
Not that I can think of.
Well, that's good. That's very good.
And the key is, I think, with this, being prepared and knowing what to talk about. I think going into one of my job interviews at Gloria Jeans, they said, have you ever tasted know about our chai tea? And I said, no, but I've done Tai Chi before.
I mean, hilarious pun, Jules.
Thank
and if you were going for a job at the pun factory, you would have nailed it. But unfortunately.
Still got the job, though, because I made him laugh.
That's pretty hilarious.
So I think that's a good coping mechanism as well. If you don't know an answer, just try and make him laugh.
Deflect with laughter. Got it.
Yes, exactly.
I think something, Jules, we'll do with these practice runs is we'll put you through the paces under worst case scenario. So whatever you actually get on the day is a breeze. So how do you feel about this? Jules and I will perform the job interview together.
Like a panel.
Like a panel. Have you ever been to a job interview where you've had a panel,
They're
Jules?
Daunting.
They are so daunting. Yeah. You show up and there's a table in the middle of the room. It's got 3 cups of water on it, like you're going to get thirsty. Why would you get thirsty? You're only there for like 5-10 minutes.
That's true.
But implies you're going to be there for a long time, doesn't it?
Exactly.
Anyway, so we are going to be a panel. Do you want to do like good cop, bad cop?
Can I be the good one?
You want to be friendly, easygoing, happy days? All right.
Yeah.
And I'll grill you with the tough questions.
You can be the tough one.
Sound good?
I'm nervous, but okay.
Okay, let's do it.
We'll do it next on the Power FM Brekkie Show. Jules and Chris, hang around.
We're doing Jules and Chris's practice run right now to help people out who are in a bit of a sticky situation and a little bit nervous about something they've got coming up.
Yes. So Catherine has registered at powerfmballarat.com.au. Registered to practice run a job interview.
That's right. Now, Catherine, you're currently working in retail. You want to get out of your particular field and go into retail in the cosmetics industry.
That's right.
Okay, so we're going to help you out here with a bit of an interview.
Okay.
A pre-interview interview, if you will.
You looked stoked. we are going to put you in the toughest possible situation because we want the real interview to be a breeze. So we decided to go panel situation.
Yeah.
Two interviewers, one interviewee, because that's about as intimidating as it gets, I think.
Yeah.
Okay.
The old two-on-one.
And
one of us will be good cop, one of us will be bad cop.
We are throwing a tactic in, which I don't think too many employers use, but just in case, we want you to be prepared. The old good cop, bad cop.
Keep your thinking on your feet.
Okay.
So Jules is going to be all smiles, friendly, good times, how you doing, what's up? And I'm just going to be, you know, the nitty-gritty, like the stuff like, what are your pay expectations? All that stuff. Okay, so be ready for that.
Okay, are you ready?
As ready as I can be.
Okay,
yep.
Let's kick it off. Catherine, tell us about yourself.
Well, I'm Ballarat local. Have been since I was 2. I was born down in Warrnambool. I've got lots of family everywhere. I've been to uni, done all that, and I've worked in retail since I got my first job. So,
yeah, that's great, Catherine. Yeah. Why do you want to work for us?
Why not? It's a great company.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, I'll write that down. She answered with why not.
Okay.
Okay, your question, Jules.
What are some of your strengths?
Strengths, I love to talk.
Yep.
And
it's always good in retail.
Yep. I've been told I take feedback really well and I... good or bad, I ask lots of questions. So you'll find either
no
that's
question
really
is a bad question.
I like to think that.
Oh, yeah. Well, some questions. Bad questions.
You
Jules.
Would say that
Sorry
bad
about
cop,
that.
Yep.
Weaknesses.
Weaknesses, maths.
Maths.
Oh, don't worry. Yeah. I'm terrible at maths too. Don't
Retail
worry about
job,
it.
We do use a lot of maths.
We just won't get you to count up at the end of the night. Don't
oh,
worry about
if,
it.
What if we need a reliant I'm making a note. Bad at maths.
Oh, really?
Avoids it like the plague.
Okay.
Okay, next question.
Don't worry, I'm not going to hold that against you. Thanks. What's your favourite food?
Chocolate. Anything chocolate flavoured, coated. Oh, my gosh, I love chocolate.
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
What are your pay expectations? What do you think you're worth to the company?
Ooh, ouch.
Chocolate? Is that, sorry, you can pay me in chocolate, but...
Actually, look, that works well for us.
Yeah.
That actually, yeah. I mean, we get it from a supplier, we pay our wholesale prices.
Okay.
Okay, not good, we like that, that's a tick. That's a win in our book.
Okay, my next one. Do you like cats?
I love cats. I actually have a ginormous cat at home who is the devil, I swear, but I love him to bits.
How heavy?
I'm not sure how heavy he is. He did lose a kilo since his last visit.
Oh, nice.
He went
one.
To the vet the other day.
Yeah.
But he spreads out to about a metre long.
Ugh. Wow.
So he's not just little and he doesn't take up the corner of the bed. He takes up the entire bed.
Love it.
Yeah. Yuck. More of a dog person myself.
Catch up.
Why did you leave your last job?
Because I want to pursue this idea of working in the cosmetic industry.
Okay. Wow. I like it. I like makeup too. So that's why I work here. And what are your plans for the rest of the day?
I'm going home to nap. This is a bit too early, but you know.
Seems kind of lazy, doesn't it, going home for a nap?
No, naps
one
are
more,
the best.
One more question before
Keeps
we let
fresh.
You go.
Yep.
Hypothetical, two customers, they're fighting over the last of a product. How do you settle the situation?
Ooh, last of the product, settle the situation. Besides maybe keeping the product for myself.
So you'd steal it?
No, I would just tell them it's already on hold for somebody else.
Oh, good one.
Do play that whole, you know, sorry.
It's very diplomatic.
Yeah.
Noted, we'll lie to a customer at the drop of a hat. Okay, good.
But, no, for good reasons.
Yeah,
so, yeah,
save the company. We don't want any squabbles in the store. That just doesn't bring a good reputation.
I think you've done well.
I think,
Catherine,
don't call us.
It.
Yes.
We'll call you. No, you did really good, Catherine. Didn't break a sweat under the bad cop's grueling questions. I think you did all right.
I think you did well.
Yes.
Good stuff saying cheerful too. Like, if I had some jerk saying that kind of stuff to me.
I think that's the key.
I would have probably got a little bit defensive.
Stay optimistic the whole
strength,
time.
Good sense of humour, yes.
Do you feel like this has helped in any way, shape or form your job, your interview prospects in the future?
Look, if I meet a guy that comes across like you have, I think I'll be prepared for what's going to happen.
Good. Hopefully you just get an interviewer like me.
Yeah, that would be lovely.
Just asking about your cats and then you can have cat chat.
Just some light
cat chat. I would love that, yes.
Perfect.
Well, we hope we've been of service to you, Catherine. Thank
Thank
you for registering. All the best with the job interview.
Thanks.
The Power FM Brekkie Show.